Welcome to Bedtime Stories for the Discerning Child. Today's episode, The Box, Part 3. So if you haven't listened to Part 1 or Part 2 yet, then stop now, go back, and we'll be here when you're ready. And now, Part 3, The Box. You got a new stuffy, yeah. A little, what is that? What kind of animal is that?
That's a kitten.
The kitten. We got it at the hardware store today, right?
Yeah, and its name is Puddles.
Now you saw Puddles like you didn't want anything else. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure I was going to get you anything because I was just buying a mop. So how did you convince me?
I just was like feeling around and I was saying like, well, I don't have any stuffy kittens.
Yeah, it's true. Is that true, do you think?
Yeah, I know so.
We have no kittens at all?
Not even one single.
I feel like you have stuffies of every animal that exists on the whole planet.
No kittens, except this one.
But anyways, I said yes. I don't know. I don't know why, because I usually don't, right, when it comes to stuffies, because that's what happens. So we gave a lot of them away because we had so many, but you got a new one from the hardware store, and her name is Puddles. And what does Puddles do that other cats don't do?
Scratch people's noses.
Oh, yeah, we called her Scratchy at first, right?
Yeah.
Right. All right. Chapter 5. Star had brought the box to the schoolyard again, and she had met Hannah and Sprout. And they had talked for a long time about what to do about the box.
And maybe Archie.
Now, Star had changed her mind about the box. At first, she thought it was the most beautiful, wonderful thing that she ever had. She never wanted to let go of it again. But now,
she
had become afraid of it. And she didn't know what to do. We can't just leave it somewhere. What if another kid finds it? What if they plug it in? What if bad things happen to them? That was Star. And Hannah said, well, I don't want it. And Sprout said, guys, what do you think happened to Pretty? And everybody went very quiet. And they all wondered.
Something happened to him from the box.
To her, yeah. To her from the box. Pretty's a girl.
Yeah.
That's okay. And what if something happened to Pretty? And they wondered about what could have happened from that box. And Star thought about those gold vines that were growing out across her floor, creeping across the wall towards her. She wondered if that's what happened to Pretty on the night that she took the box home.
But she didn't go home.
Well, nobody knows if she went home.
Except maybe her mother.
Maybe her mother. But maybe her mother was out late and got home and thought Pretty was asleep and then didn't find her there. Who knows? Nobody knows what happened.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So maybe something bad happened with the box to Pretty. Or maybe Pretty did just go to her dad's house and people just haven't found her yet.
Maybe.
Nobody knows.
Even you.
So everybody was sitting there. Yeah, even me.
Because you haven't told that part of the story.
That's right.
I'm worried about that part.
I have some ideas, but...
You won't tell me or the story people.
I won't tell you or the story people. That's right. So...
Let's get all cozy again.
Let's get all cozy.
Because I was kind of getting my pajamas.
You're changing your pajamas up. What's going on now?
Changing pillows.
Oh, it's pillow changing?
I want one pillow.
Oh, you want one?
I need three pillows.
I don't want three. Why don't you just put it beside you?
I hate three pillows.
Okay.
I have a lot of space.
All right, are we good?
Yep, Yoda!
So they were all sitting there in the playground trying to figure out what to do when Sprout had an idea. And he said, maybe I can take the box home. And Hannah said, but Sprout, you were scared of it when we first saw it. I saw it in your face. He said, yeah, but I know a place I can put it where no one will find it. And so they asked him. And Sprout took the box home. But he didn't bring it into his house. He lived in a house that had a big yard. And at the back of the yard was an old garden shed. The garden shed had no plug in it, nowhere to plug in the box. And it just had like old tools and boxes and stuff in it. And the kind of stuff where nobody really looked around very much. And so Sprout took the box into the garden shed and went deep into the garden shed. It wasn't that big of a garden shed. And he kind of buried the box under some boards and stuff like that. And when he got out of the garden shed, there was Archie looking at him. He said, what are you doing? He said, oh, I was just looking in the shed for a minute. Let's go play. And they went and played. And that was that. And
definitely not bad.
The next day at school, everybody was in a better mood. Sprout and Hannah played with the other kids, and the weather was nice, and everything was wonderful. They did talk a little bit about Pretty, and the teachers asked again the kids a little bit about Pretty, so it was pretty clear that they hadn't found her yet. They don't know what was happening.
Pretty clear.
You're a funny one. And then when they got back from lunch recess, the teachers were standing at the door. There were a few teachers, and they were talking in a way that felt like something was maybe wrong. And the principal came. And
was it a girl or a boy?
The principal is a lady.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's standing there, and Sprout and Hannah were walking back to the class with some other kids, and they could tell that the teachers were all looking at them. And they didn't know what was going on. They said, well, maybe it's about Pretty. And then the principal said, Sprout, your mother is here to pick you up. He said, why? He said, your brother has disappeared. And that is the end of chapter 5.
Why?
So in chapter 5, what happened? What happened in the last chapter?
Let me think.
Who decided they would take the box?
Sprout.
Why?
Because he had a good hiding spot for it. And a shed. Gardening shed. Garden shed.
And when he came out of the shed, was he all alone?
No.
Who's there?
Archie.
Little Archie, his little brother, right? What do you think happened to Archie?
I think the machine, like, sucked him up.
Whoa.
Because it, like, sucks out the plug to plug it in.
Okay. You think, but it's just a small box. How?
It's magical.
Okay. So it's magical. So you think Archie's in the box somehow? Mm-hmm. You think he's okay?
So it's Pretty. Well, I think he's okay, but not Pretty.
Well, let's see what happens in chapter 6. Hannah spent the whole rest of the day worrying about little Archie, whose cute little excited face had always wanted to play with her, always wanted to play with Star and Sprout and do anything that Sprout did. And Sprout loved his little brother, and he protected him. And she knew how Sprout would feel about his brother disappearing, that somehow it was his fault. She knew that. Now, after school, Hannah's parents both picked her up. And a lot of the parents actually came to pick up the kids, because when kids disappear, the parents, you know, they get really worried about their kids. Hannah's parents were really good friends with Sprout and Archie's parents. And after school, they went over to their house. In the yard, there were some police looking around and trying to find where Archie may have gone. And the parents were inside the house. And they were trying to get organized because they were going to go out and search. They sat down at the table with the parents. And the parents started talking all together about where Archie was and what was going to happen and their plans. Well, Sprout was sitting at the table, at the far end of the table, from Hannah. And they didn't talk. but they looked at each other, and they had known each other their whole lives. So Hannah could tell that she had been right about Sprout, that he felt like it was his fault what happened, for taking the box, for making Archie somehow in harm's way. And normally, you know, they could go play and talk, but the parents wouldn't let them leave the table. You know, the parents were so scared about kids going missing that they didn't want to leave them out of their sight. So they just sat there and they just looked at each other. And then she saw something on Sprout's face. It was almost a smile. And she knew that he had an idea. She didn't know what it was. They couldn't read each other's minds, but they could tell that each other were thinking about certain things. And then Sprout did something interesting. He looked across the table at Hannah's mom's phone. And he just stared at it. And then he looked at Hannah. And then he looked down at his mom's phone that was sitting on the table. And he just stared at it. And then he looked at Hannah. And then she understood that he was going to try and call her later. Now, 6 and 7 year olds usually don't call each other on the phone. It just usually doesn't happen. That night, about an hour later, she did something she usually doesn't do. She snuck her mom's phone and brought it into her room where she stayed. And she waited. Her dad was going to go out with a search party and search around the neighborhood. And she went to bed. And she knew her mom would be looking for her phone soon, so she just waited. And then the phone rang. She saw on the number that it was Sprout's mom calling. But it was Sprout on the phone. She said, "What? What is it?" And he said, "All the grown-ups are going to be out looking around the neighborhood, especially around the fields and the river. And at 9 o'clock, I want you to meet me in my backyard at the garden shed. Can you do that?" Now, Hannah was 7, and even though Scout lived...
Sprout.
And even though...
That's the only mistake you ever made.
Really? And even though Sprout lived just a few blocks away, she had never done the walk herself, but she knew that she could get out her window into the backyard and escape. And she didn't have any shoes in her room, so she put on her slippers. And she snuck out. And she knew the way, so she went. She walked, and she came close to his house. Now, the police had been around and were still kind of around, so she went through the neighbor's yard and through a little hole in the fence into his backyard, a way that she had done many times with him before when they were playing hide-and-go-seek in the backyard. And she snuck into the yard. She was walking towards the garden shed. And the sun was low, so it was kind of like golden sunlight. She was walking up towards the garden shed. She said, "Sprout." She heard nothing. She thought, "Oh, maybe he's still in the house. Maybe he hasn't gotten outside yet." And she noticed that the garden shed door was open. And she kind of looked around to see if anybody was around. There's nobody there. So she thought, well, maybe I'll take a peek. Maybe he's inside. So at the door, she said again, "Sprout."
I would not go close to that garden shed.
And there was no one there. So she went inside the shed. And it's not a big shed. She took like one step in. The shed would be smaller than this room. And sitting right there, right on the floor, right in front of her, was the box. But the thing that really kind of scared her were sitting beside the box were what she recognized as Sprout's shoes. And they're kind of lying on their side, right by the box. And she got really worried. And she started taking little steps towards the box, saying, "Sprout, if you're in here, you better come out. This isn't funny. You better not be trying to scare me." And all of a sudden, there was a hand on her shoulder. And she turned around, and it was Star. She said, "What are you doing here?" And Star said, "Why didn't you tell me you were coming here?" "Well, how did you know I was coming here?" "Of course you were coming here. Sprout would have asked you to come here. But he didn't ask me, and you didn't ask me, and I'm supposed to be your best friend." And Hannah didn't say anything. She said, and Star said, "Exactly. You and Sprout are always hanging out, and you go to the same school now, and I'm always left out. And you're supposed to be my friend." She said, "I am your friend." She said, "But you're supposed to be my best friend." She said, "I don't know whose best friend I am." And Star got mad, and they started kind of yelling at each other, and they started pushing each other. And what they didn't notice was behind them, the box had opened. And they were pushing and shoving and pushing and shoving. And then all of a sudden, Star said, "Hannah!
I'm scared. Hannah. I'm scared. And don't tell this part to me, please."
"It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You know it'll be okay, right?"
"But I'm scared. I don't want to get eaten."
And Star said, "Look out." And she turned, and behind her, the box had opened, and golden light was coming out. It was glowing.
"I knew Archie and Sprout were in there."
"It's okay. This is a little spoiler. Everything's going to be okay." Hannah looked around, turned around, and they were both looking at the box. And at first they both took, three steps back from it because they were scared of that thing. And then Star said, "They're in there, aren't they?"
"I know."
And Hannah said, "I think so." And Star said, "We're going to have to go in there too, aren't we?" And Hannah said, "What do you mean?" "Well, we have to get them out." And Hannah knew she was right. Star was brave because she had been scared of the box after what happened in her house. Hannah said, "Well, should one of us go and the other ones tell the parents?" Star said, "My parents never believe me when I tell them about stuff like this." So in the end, Star and Hannah reached their hands out, held hands, and took three steps towards the box. And when they got to the box, they looked down towards the opening that it opened. And there was gold light coming out. And what they saw was amazing. What they saw was a golden spiral staircase going down. And Hannah looked at Star, and Star looked at Hannah and said, "Are you ready?" And Hannah said, "Not really." And Star said, "Me neither." And then with Star leading, they slipped into the box and began to climb the staircase downward. And that is the end of chapter 6. And that's the end of tonight's reading. I didn't think you would be so scared, but I get it. I understand.
I'm scared because he might be dead.
Well, Sprout's pretty smart, right? He's a smart boy. And her brother's so lovely, right? He's fun and you know, he's brave and pretty. She's pretty tough. Like, she's also a smart kid, and she's strong and she's tough. Yeah. I think we have to have a little bit of faith in our friends in this story. It's okay to be scared. I'll stop recording. I know some of you might be pretty worried for Sprout, Pretty, Archie, Hannah, and Star, but just like I said to Saskia, let's believe in our friends and believe in their friendship. And I'm pretty sure everything is going to come out okay. Friendship is more powerful than just about anything. Don't you think? See you next week. Good night.